now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. Welcome to the program. Today we're going to have a special section or a segment of the program. We'll call it Ask Roland. And I will answer some questions, typical questions that I receive. And I'll tell you how to ask me questions that I might answer on the air. But first, I want to lay a little bit of groundwork. I want to just cover some very, very basic things. You know, was it Aristotle that talked about the golden rule? What in mind was that, you know, he said, moderation in all things. You know, there's something to be said for moderation in all things. And so let's talk about that now. What happens to people is that we go to extremes. There are several reasons why we go to extremes. First of all, it's the emotion. You see, when you are calm, you are reasonable and you are rational, and you can give a thoughtful response. But look what happens when you become emotional, when you become excited. Because when you become excited, don't you do the wrong thing, you say the wrong thing, you spend too much money, etc. And then how about when you become angry? For sure you do the wrong thing or say the wrong thing. So we go to extremes. We become too excited on the one hand, or angry on the other hand. You see what I mean? Or it's the fight or flight thing. We feel like fighting, and then we become guilty and afraid, and then we feel like fleeing. See? But we go from one extreme to the other, love and hate. So there has to be a way where we don't go to those extremes, because extremes are never good when it comes to human beings. Humans are supposed to be thoughtful, rational, wise, courageous, loving, cheerful, etc. Are we not? All right. Now, and then the other reason why we go to extremes is because of rhetoric. Let me read something to you real very quickly here. Now, here's something very beautiful I heard today on the radio, and it's from the Bible. It's from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, 11 and 12. Actually, 10, 11 and 12. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, 11, and 12. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew, which means say no to evil. Let him say no to evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are upon unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. So the important part here is the very beginning, where it says, For he or she that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. In other words, if you love life, and if you want to have a happy life and a good life and good days, then refrain your tongue from evil and your lips that they speak no guile. Do you know what guile? Guile means deceitfulness. Now, I began by saying that one of the problems now with us humans, with society, is we go to extremes. And I said it has to do with emotions, first of all. We fall from reason and we become emotional. But another reason is our rhetoric. We speak, we go to extremes in our conversation. Like now you see people rattling sabers saying, let's go attack the bad guys and let's get the bad guys. And see, we talk very big about such things where we ought to be very modest and very thoughtful. We exaggerate for effect, but our exaggerated words have a bad effect, not only upon our bodies, but upon people who hear our exaggerations and may believe or even follow them. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Roland Trujillo. This is a very good program. I ask questions about life's most important, I answer questions about life's most important issues. And right now we're talking about not going to extremes, finding the middle ground. And I say that we ought to endeavor not to be emotional, and we ought to make sure that we don't say evil things. In other words, here's some things to avoid: talking behind other people's backs, saying things about people when we don't know the whole story, spreading gossip or rumors about other people, okay? And then, of course, which means deceitfulness, lying. Basically lying, saying what's not true, or exaggerating. Law and engaging in rhetoric, you know. And so when you see a lot of rhetoric, when you see people exaggerating, then it's a very dangerous time. Right now you see people beating the drum, the drums of war. And it is very, very, very important that the information upon which we act be honest and be truthful, and that we do not exaggerate and say things that we don't really know for sure or that we don't really mean. Are you with me? All right. Now, if you can see that, well, you could immediately improve your life tremendously simply by not exaggerating. See? Now, another thing, we do it at home a lot. We exaggerate. And we make it into a big joke, like it's a big joke. But wouldn't it be nice if you meant what you said and said what you meant, and you didn't use bad words, and you didn't, I can't even give an example of the kind of words that people use nowadays, but I think you know what I mean. You even hear it on the radio. People, you know, they use a word that stands for another word, but it sounds similar to a bad word. But instead of using the bad word, they use a word that sounds like the bad word. But when they use the word that sounds like the bad word, you know they're using the bad word. So you see the crudeness of it. You see the exaggeration of it. Well, how about refraining from that? Huh? Now, another thing, it's not always necessary to say things if you don't know. If there's something about which you really don't know, then it'd be much better not to say anything, or simply to say, I don't know. Now, here's another very important hint for you to have a good life, and that is this. Sometimes issues arise, an issue arises, and you don't know, okay? Instead of immediately reaching for an answer, instead of immediately making a judgment, or reaching for the quick answer, how about just waiting until you do know? See, we all reach for a quick answer. Now, it's unfortunate, we may be learning that in school. See, they're teaching us to give a quick answer. You know how nowadays you have tests, like you have multiple choice tests and true and false tests, and it seems like there's a big premium on a short, quick answer. So an issue arises at home with our children or with our spouse, and we don't know the answer, and then we immediately reach for an answer, for a quick fix, for a quick answer. Then we act upon that. It could be all wrong. So sometimes it's good just to wait until you do know. See? And you might have to wait quite a while. But you see the difference between the shallow person, a person who is thought or who loves truth, is because the one that loves truth is not satisfied with a mealy-mouthed answer, but wants to know the real truth. But some of you are real scientists, for example, that really made discoveries, and useful ones, you know, like Thomas Edison or Alexander Graham Bell. You know, they gave us the light bulb, or they gave us the telephone, and so on. They had questions, and they experimented and studied and watched for a long time until they had the answer. And they didn't get the answer, you know, in a few seconds, or even a day, or maybe even in a year. Maybe it took them a long time until they found the answer, but it was worth waiting for. See what I mean? All right, so I've given you some very good clues about it. So this program here is, that's what this program is all about. I talk about religion. I talk about life's most important issues. I talk about relationships. And I talk about how you might live the good life. Yes, that it is possible, ladies and gentlemen. Now, simply because other people are messing up, simply because, you know, you turn the television on and it's a total wasteland, and the language is very poor, and the situations are contrived, and it's always going for the lowest common denominator, see? Well, how about just turning it off? How about not watching it anymore? And simply because other people are living life thoughtlessly, slovenly, foolishly, recklessly, wastefully, it doesn't mean that you have to. See? And it doesn't mean that you have to walk around with your nose in the air on some alleged higher plane or something like that. No. It simply means to not do, well, to not go in the wrong direction and not do what they're doing. See, if you see a whole bunch of people rushing over a cliff like the lemmings, have you ever heard about those little animals called lemmings? I don't know what they are. I think they're like a mouse or something, a little rodent. I'm not sure, but, you know, apparently it's true that if one or two lemmings just rush over a cliff, that all the rest of them will simply follow them over the cliff. Okay? Well, you certainly don't want to be a lemming, do you? How about if other people are rushing over the cliff, are you going to rush over the cliff too? Of course not. You're going to stand back thoughtfully, and you just won't go the wrong way, see? And if they say, well, come on, you're a spoil sport, you know, you're, who do you think you are, goody two-shoes, or what are you, one of them religious bigots, or what do you think, you're one of them holier-than-thou, sir, you know, they'll tease you. Of course they'll tease you. They'll make fun of you, etc., etc., etc. But if you simply say no thank you, and you just don't go the wrong way, then you'll be safe. See, a lot of times in life, this is a very important principle, that is, not going the wrong way and you're safe. Some of the other people are getting in the car and they're all drunk and they're going to go out driving late at night and they're drunk. Don't get in the car. It's very simple. You see people taking drugs and messing themselves up and getting diseases and everything. Just don't take the drugs. Don't hang around with those people. Stay home. Wasn't it Pascal, the great French philosopher, who said all of our problems begin by not being able to stay in our, close our door and just stay in our room? All right, well, you get the answer. It doesn't mean we can't go out in the world and do things. It doesn't mean that, but it just means to be less emotional, more thoughtful, less engaged in rhetoric, waiting until you know if you don't know, so on. See, very simple principles that will hold you in good stead in life. I'll be right back after this important announcement. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. Now, if you want to write to me, best way to do it is via email. And what you need to do is simply go to coachroland.com, coachroland.com, very easy to remember, coachroland.com. And on the left side, if you look, it'll say contact us. You click there and then it shows you how to email us. Very simple. And you can send me an email. Now, let's do some questions. Here comes a question from someone about boyfriends. Oh, my boyfriend. Let me read this thing. I don't want to go into all the details here, but something about my boyfriend and I. Something went wrong, and now he resents me. And the question is, can we ever get back to the way we were before this happened? Well, let me say a couple of general comments. Just general comments about this business of boyfriends. I have to be honest with you and tell you this, and I know a lot of you are not going to like it. You're going to think I'm a terrible, mean person, which I am not. But there's something that just rubs me the wrong way when I hear the term boyfriend being used. You know, even among my colleagues, where I have some work that I do other than this. See, I'm unpaid here. I'm like an unpaid minister. Don't get paid anything. It's all volunteer. Do it out of the goodness of my heart. But she said, well, my boyfriend is going, I don't know, out of town for work or something like that. And this person is like, I don't know, 50 years old or something. Dare I use the term disgusting? I really don't like to use the term, and I don't want to use rhetoric. I don't want to exaggerate. But there's something about it that's just a little bit untoward, a little bit unseemly, you know, a little bit unseemly about this whole business of boyfriends. You know, there's something said. Now I know you're not going to like this, some of you. You're going to think I'm mean, and you're going to think I'm way old-fashioned and so on. But there's something to be said for a courtship, not dating. See, casual dating is not a good thing. Casual dating is not a good thing. And those of you who have engaged in casual dating and have friends or family engaging in casual dating, you know what the result is more often than not. It's diseases, heartbreak, breakups, corruption, fighting, arguing. I mean, it's not a noble endeavor, but courtship is. You see, if you have a young man and a young lady, and the idea is they're looking to see if this might be the person to get married to. And they do some very proper dating, perhaps with a chaperone. Now, there's another idea that, you know, you still see that. And some people who do it are very wise, where they go to a movie or to an activity with a chaperone. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have several, you know, a group of young men or young ladies going out, you know, to go bowling or, you know, a ski trip, hopefully supervised, you know, proper activities, going to a school activities, you know, having fun, going to a picnic, you know, that sort of thing. That's fine, just a bunch of people together, a church activity. But if it's one-on-one, then courtship is the way to go. And then they discover, after remaining chaste and pure, that this is the one, and then they get married. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, it would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Well, okay, so at least I've gotten your attention, have I not? Yes, indeed. Ask Roland. I'll give you an honest answer. I'll give you a good answer and a wholesome answer. And it may not be the answer that you want to hear, but it might be. You'd be surprised how many people have a yearning, a hunger for the truth. What real answers? You'd be surprised. And so they're grateful to have someone that tells them the truth. Now, so we said courtship, remaining chaste and pure, and then getting married. Oh, it's such a beautiful thing. It's so beautiful because it just is. It just is. Well, so then when I get questions, well, my boyfriend this and that, well, about all I can say is this, and that is this. If it's just some boyfriend thing, then you really have no claim upon him, and he does not have a claim upon you. Now, if he is taking advantage, you know, he wants... He's taking advantage. He wants the benefits, but he doesn't want to, but not the responsibility. So he's selfish. He's taking advantage. And if you permit such a situation, then you're, well, frankly, you're not thinking highly enough of yourself, you see. And so it's not a very good situation. It makes it very difficult for me to say much because there's not honor there. You see what I mean? All right, so let me put that question aside, move on to another one. Here's a question about disciplining a toddler. Well, I get this question all the time, and my answer is always the same. Toddlers do not need discipline. Toddlers do not need discipline. They need direction. They need watching. They need direction and redirection. They need the presence of a patient, loving parent to be there with them. See? They need the parent. They don't need to be abandoned to preschool and abandoned to babysitters and so on all the time. They need to be with their parent, and they just need the parent to be there, kind of watching and kind of being there for them and watching all the cute little things that they do. And if the toddler, you know, starts to wander a couple of steps off to in the wrong direction, then you gently grab the toddler's hand and say, "Hey, let's look at this," and you bring them back. You see what I mean? That's the purpose of a parent, to be there vigilant, you know, like a mother hen carefully guarding her chickens. That's what a parent is to be there for with their toddler. See? So, you know, people use terms like back-talking. Now, there's that rhetoric again. Oh, my kid is back. My two-year-old is back-talking me, man. Well, this is ridiculous. A father must have patience and a twinkle in his eye and love his child, not be a meanie beanie.
One time I saw a Carol Burnett show, and she said, "Don't be a meanie beanie, be a happy wappy." So I say, "Don't be such a meanie beanie, be a happy wappy, and be there for your little child." My name is Roland, and I'll be right back. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Well, I was able to answer a couple of questions today. So, if you want to email me a question, I might answer it on the air. I'll try to. Email me. Just go to coachroland.com and click on Contact Us, and you'll see. It'll be obvious. It'll be obvious what to do. Go to coachroland.com. That's C-O-A-C-H. Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1-L. Just Coach Roland. That's easy to remember. Coach Roland is rolling along right here. Send me an email, ask a question, I'll answer it. And so until next time, ladies and gentlemen, I bid you adieu. Adieu, adieu.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.